Hilchos Melicha Simin Samach Tes. Basically, all of Hilchos Melicha is nageya to us is in Simin Samach Tes. Simin Samach Tes is a long simin. After that, there are Simin Ayin is also nageya. It's a shorter simin. The rest of it talks about the different Evarim, except for the Kaved, we don't salt or eat, except the Korkoban and the Kaved. We don't really salt and eat the other parts of an animal or a chicken. Simen Samates, Dine Malicha Vahadacha. So the Aleph Beis of Hilchos Malicha is that in order to kasher a piece of meat, you need three things. In order to kasher it through the salting method, we'll talk about Sli separately. But if you want to salt meat, you need three things. Hadacha Rishayna, Malicha, and Hadacha Shnia. What is Hadacha? The word Hadacha means washing. It has to be washed beforehand, and then after it's washed, it has to, you do the salting, and then it needs Hadacha Shnia. There are halachas for Hadacha Rishayna, there are halachas for Hadacha Shnia. There are different dinim. The rule is, the way we do, we're going to talk about that. The Hadacha Rishayna Lechatchila has to be for at least 30 minutes. The salting has to be for at least 60 minutes. The second hadacha, there's no halacha in the amount of time. The question of how many hadachas you need, and that will get to. So those are the three parts that you have. You go to watch when they kasher. You should see all three. You should see... What? So we're going to talk about that as well. The very first, Dagobah Ravava here on the page, talks about that, and we'll discuss that as well. But again, you need hadacha rishayna, 30 minutes, l'chatchila. Malicha, which is 60 minutes, has to sit in the salt for 60 minutes. And then Hadacha Shnia. How do they do it today in the plants? The plants have a machine. It's sort of a large bathtub, except that it has a device which is sort of similar to a corkscrew that goes through it, and it turns. Now, I don't mean exactly like a corkscrew. It's a device which... goes around like a corkscrew does, but it's made, the walls are solid. And it's on a timer, it turns. And the chickens that are thrown in one end turn with this corkscrew-shaped device, and they turn with it, and they come out of the other end of this large tub 30 minutes later. The most places have 35 minutes later, just to play it safe. But and they come out... 30 or 35 minutes later, they come out on the second side.
It was the purpose of it is that it should be free, all parts should be free.
And we'll talk about why we do hadacha in a minute. That's what Sefalach is about.
What state is the chicken
in the All right, when you go, it's a good question. If you, Emir Tzeshem, I hope we'll have a chance, we'll go to a base of shkita for chickens. There are three sections. A is the shkita area. The shkita area is where the shechtim are. It's a small area, they shecht, and the chickens get placed on a line after the pirchus. They get placed on a line, and then the procedure starts. Step A is shechita. Step B is bdikas treifus, which is a section of the base of shechita. And then step C, after they have already checked for treifus, and all the inside of Aram are removed, everything is taken out. Then it goes to step C, which is the area where the malicha is done. The hadacha, the malicha, hadacha shli. Of course, there's a fourth section, which is the section where they package it, but that has nothing to do with hadacha. The feathers come off right after shchita. When you go to a beis shchita, again, I don't know, to me, it's been recently. We went to Empire, we made, I think, four trips. I know Gershon, you were with us. I remember David was there. I still have a picture of you with no gray hairs, and we have some pictures there. And they said what I looked like, but we'll get to everything one step at a time. Just there is a flicking machine after the shechita. It goes through a room, a very noisy room, where there are machines that have rubber fingers sort of that turn and beat at the chicken, and they knock the feathers off the chicken. The chicken comes out the other end. It's mostly clean. They have some goyim finishing the trimming of the feathers. That's the way it's done by goyim. It's not done that way. And they use hot water to do it. We can't put it in hot water before Malicha. And therefore we don't... How much the whole thing? From A to Z, all the way to the end? It's, I would estimate that it's about 3 hours. Yeah, I went... When I went to Monroe, they start shechting at 7:30. I went there, I done the seek and I went in, I was there about 8 o'clock. So I was there till about... The first time I went, I was there maybe till 10:30. When I got to the end, there was nothing doing by Malicha. There were no chickens at the Malicha end yet. You know, it takes time. The workers are coming in, they're staggered the way they come in, the hours at which they come in. But it's a number of hours. If you really want to see everything, you have to go at least, as they start shechting 7:30, you have to go 10:30.
Yeah, for that chicken.
Chicken, from the time you say hello to it until it's packaged, is probably 4 hours. Now,
they have goyim doing this, or Jews doing everything?
No, the snipping, they got the shechita obviously is Jews. They have a lot of goyim there because they're able to get immigrants at low-paying jobs. So they have, but the biggest trade is all Jews. Now, again, we're focusing for today, for this seder for the next few months on Malicha. Malicha again needs hadachah rishayna, which is done with this tub, and as it turns. Then, the next step is Malicha. Between Hadach and Malicha, we are going to learn you need Niputz. Niputz means you have to shake the water off. It can't be too wet, or the salt is just going to mix with the water and run off. See, the Halacha requires a Niputz difference. That's one thing that's different in each place. And if you remember, the way Empire did it, I don't know how they do it today, is the line with the chickens ran past boards that it banged against as it ran. And the chickens are hanging by the pulka, and they're hanging down, and it hits something, and it shakes it. And underneath, there were mats, because it got very wet underneath, and that's the way they did it there. The way they do it, I went during the summer to Kosher Valley, this new place upstate. They do it there a different way. They have sort of steps that it falls on. The chicken, when it comes out, it falls on steps that have mats that have holes in it. And each time it falls, that's the niputz that it shakes it out. Curiously, they have a third thing. They have a tumbler device. It's sort of like the tumbler of a dryer. It turns round and round. It's longer. The chickens fall in. It's angled, so the chickens eventually make their way down. And it turns, and it's also manapates. It causes the water to fall out. So that, whichever way you do it, you do. Let me just finish. I'll take the question. And then they salt it. Now the salting itself we're going to discuss. We'll get to it in Sif Dalet. So we're going to discuss exactly how they salt it. So wait with the questions. The salting itself obviously has a little more complicated rules than the washing. And after that, after the salting is done, it's again put on a device that waits an hour. Different batei shechita have different devices. The way they had it in Empire, if you remember, is the chickens were put in big bins that were suspended so it could run down. They were put in, the bins were on a conveyor belt, and it just took them an hour to get around to the next side. That's the way it was done. The way it's done, there was a lot of salt. We'll have to learn if that much salt is salt. We'll have to see. Why do they do it by hand? A machine for salting, yeah. So you say this is you have to get into cracks. You have to get into cracks. It's a little more complicated, but you're right. That's part of the cheshbon. The after that, it gets hung up on the shackles again. It goes through a Hadachas Shnia, it goes through the Shleish Hadachas. After a short Hadachas, the truth is there they wash it much more than they need to Al Pidin because they don't want the chickens to taste salty. Afterwards, they have commercial interest in doing it. And then you'll see there, if you go to Beis Shechita, there's a chiller. A chiller is nothing to do with Halacha. A chiller, the government requires that all chickens be put into a chiller that lowers the temperature of the meat so that bacteria not grow. It goes into a chiller, it becomes very cold, and then it goes out. Now that's basically what takes place as far as this section. There are three sections. Shechita, Treifas, Malicha, we're talking about Malicha. Is there anything in your house that you might have to worry about, I'm assuming you're buying stuff with a hechsher. The only thing really that we're going to learn in this siman that you have to worry about, besides obvious injuries that everyone knows to ask, is a kairat dam. Kairat dam means if you see coagulated blood in the chicken, it's not supposed to be there. Really, they're supposed to remove it before melicha. What you should do is just cut away that dam. Cut away the kairat dam, and you throw it away. We're going to learn that you don't need any of the area. We'll have to see why. But you just, if you do see, and the chickens, for some reason, I don't know why, the last, I would say, 2 years, I'm seeing more chickens with shilas. I think, I've asked the other rabbanim, I don't know, it's rare that a lady brings me a chicken with a shilas. It happens 3-4 times a year, 5 times a year. They're usually broken bones or shilas. 99%, 95% of the time they're not shilas. But people get nervous. The chicken doesn't look normal. So they bring it to ask for shilas. I assume many women just throw it out if it has a broken bone. I don't know. But lately, women have been coming to me more often with bloody chickens. The inside of the chicken, usually around the rib area. The ribs of chickens are not like ribs of animals. They're, when you look at the bottom of a bottom, we call it a bottom of chicken. Look at the bottom, you see along the side, you can see bones, right? That's the rib area of the chicken. And there, for some reason, chickens lately are not as clean. And it's bloody. If it's bloody, you do have to remove the blood itself. The blood itself should be taken out before you, if it has carte dam, it has to be removed. There's a second thing, which is, again, I went into one of the local stores to just take a bunch of chickens and look at. The polkas are very bloody, more than they've been. I think you once brought me, Yanki, your wife brought me some polkas where the polkas hang, they're very bloody around there. Now, I was concerned that bloodiness is a symptom of a problem at Tzumas Hagidin. It's absolutely not. It's definitely not. Tzumas Hagidin problems today are not from physical injuries. They're from the disease, and the diseases cause discolorations, but not red. They don't cause bleeding. And therefore, if you have a pulka that's bloody around the pulka area, again, if it has carte dam, you have to remove them, but it's not a simin of any type of trephis. The only trephis in the chicken that you get at home, the only two things that could be treif. When I finished Hilchus Treifis, we went to our farm, most of Hilchus Treifis, but at the end, I took one piece of paper, I have it in my home in my Chochmas Adam, I wrote the dinim that come up. Only two dinim that come up. The dinim of a pulka, where you find a broken bone in the pulka, and that lamaisa, if it's in the half of the bone closest to the end of the pulka, and it happened b'chayim, it's treif. Now most of the broken bones you get don't happen b'chayim, and the way you could tell is that they're not black and blue. If anybody breaks a bone, you get black and blue mark all around. If you have a broken bone and it's clean around, there's no black and blue marks. So that means it broke later. It broke from the flicking machine or it broke in the processing. The second thing to come up is in the wings. If there's a broken wing, now a broken bone in the wing is not treif. A broken bone in the wing that protrudes outside the wing through the skin is a trephis for a side reason. You know why? Because we're afraid that it punctured the lung. That the chicken, when it was alive, it flapped its wings and had a broken wing and had a protruding bone. It may have made a hole in the lungs. That's one of the specs fakis in Hilchus Trephis is if you mesupik, if it broke its wing, the chayim or lachamisa, it becomes a svek sveka, and it's mutter. Because maybe it broke its wing after shchita. And even if it broke its wing mechayim, who says it made a hole in the lungs? Just chayshish made a hole in the lungs. So that's a svek sveka in the Ramah. It's a svek sveka shayna mishapachas, for those who are familiar. And it's one of the svek sveka shayna mishapachas that works, because it has a you can't turn around the svek sveka. You can't say, maybe it made a hole in the lung, maybe it didn't. And even if it made a hole in the lung, there's no svek sveka the other way around. It's not mishapach, as every svek sveka has to be. But it's not a problem. That's what the Shach and Taz say. The Taz in Hilchus Treifis, the Shach in Hilchus Svek Sveka. That when you have a svek sveka that has a logical order in which it goes, the sequence is logical. It breaks the bone, and then it makes a hole in the lungs. So then you go beseda. You don't need a svek sveka that's mishapach. You only need a svek sveka that's mishapach if it could go both ways. So you have to be able to go both ways. But not if it has a logical sequence. Yeah, if it's totally not black and blue white, it's not a shiloh. There's not a lot of blood in the wings. It depends. Anyway, it's mutter. All right, so Adkan is the Hagdama. Sif Aleph talks about the first washing. Why do we wash the chicken or the meat? That's only about chickens. Why do we wash the chicken before we do malicha? Why? So we're going to have now a machlaikis rishayim, the shach and taz, we yitzah all the shitzah rishayim. So lemaisa, there are two reasons. The Ran's reason is for richuch habasar. The basar should be soft enough that the salt should be piled, that the salt should draw out the basar. We're afraid if the basar is nikrash, if it's hard, and it certainly would be frozen, hard meat, it doesn't work as well, that the salt will draw out the blood. So therefore, we soak it to soften the meat. By softening the meat, moistening the meat, the malicha will work. That's the Ran's reason. There's a second reason, but listen very carefully to the second reason. The second reason to wash the chicken is because there may be blood, dam be'en, on the chicken. There may be blood on the surface. Now, one of the things you're going to learn over the next few weeks is that there's something called dam be'en, blood which is there, droplets of blood, and there's dam balua, and there's blood which is in the, absorbed in the meat of the chicken. There is no scientific difference between them. They're both the same, they contain the same types of blood cells, and etc. However, the concentration is different. Blood be'en, which is a droplet of blood, is something that has to be washed off. Melissa doesn't work for that. Therefore, before the salting, the dam must be washed off. That's why if you find the kairat dam, if you find coagulated blood after malicha, you have to throw it out. You can't salt blood and make blood kosher. Blood is not kosher. So the salting doesn't help for the blood. It only helps for the blood on the inside. So the reason we wash it off is to get rid of the blood that's on the surface. Now, that sheet itself, now, those are the two basic reasons. Softening the meat, so salting should work, and to wash off the dam be'en. Those are the two reasons that we do this. In the reason of dam be'en, different Rishonim express it differently. What's bad if there's dam be'en on it? So Mordechai's lashon is, if there's dam be'en, the salt won't work. Just like if it's too wet, it's no mas hamelach, it won't work. Other Rishayim have a lashon that's much worse. They say, what do you mean? If there's dam be'en, maliach kareseach. The salt is going to make the meat treif. It's going to cause the dam be'en to go into the meat. It's going to make the meat treif. So there are different explanations of why we take off the dam. And the two explanations I just gave you are very important because the Shach calls it three shitas. To soften the meat, to get the blood off because of nomas hamelach, or to get the blood off so that it doesn't make the meat treif. So we have basically three reasons. Now those three reasons you have to chazer. We're going to have a number of nafkaminis. Basically, l'chatchila we yaitza all the shitas. B'di'eved was saimach on two out of three. That's the way it's going to come out. Perhaps a meruba, if you have two out of three, we're meikel. Maybe we'll have a case with saimach on one, but basically that's the rule of thumb. Let's learn Sif Aleph. We'll start with just what you have here on the page. There's always shishim, so you only have to remove. There's always shishim connected when you cook it, so there's no problem. Tzarech lahadiach habasar kaidem malicha. You don't have to turn the page. We'll stop for a minute. Tzarech lahadiach habasar kaidem malicha. You have to wash off the meat before you salt it. Why? So the Taz calls it two reasons. Taz aleph, the beis yosef may be beis tamim lahadocha rishayna, ha'echad mishum dam be'en shu'al habasar. The first is because of real blood that's on the meat. She'ena melech maflit el adam habalua. Salt only causes dam balua to come out. Shehulach. Avaloi mashinis yabesh apano. But not blood that dried on the surface. V'mloi yadichu oisei tchila yeshlochush. If you don't wash it first, we're afraid. Shema la'acha she'enich melif lai dam b'tzir. After the meat gives out all its blood, yehei nitach v'yiv la'enu. The dam be'en, which will then, if it was dry, it'll become now moist. The v'yivlan will be beleya into the chicken. So it won't get removed, and the lasser, the dam will last. That's reason number one. Tam beis, Mishum she yisrachei chabasa. The ram's reason. So the meat should become soft. Because if it's going to be hard, what's a nafgamina between them? So the Taz brings a nafgamina that we are going to see in Siv Beis. He brings it here. Here's the shayla. You salted chicken, you forgot to wash it. You salted the chicken, and you're letting it sit in the salt for an hour, and now you say, oy vey, I forgot to wash it. What's a shayla? Could I now just wash off the salt and start again? Start again, rinse it, and do the whole procedure again. So you can all figure out the nafgamina? The reason you wash is to soften it. So if you didn't soften it, you salted it. So mamon afshach. If the salting worked, it's good. You're afraid it didn't work, rinse it off, soak it, and do it again. Like the Ran, you can be makel. According to the Mordechai's reason, if you're afraid that the dam, the melech caused the dam to be belay and the basa became treif, so what's going to help the salt now? Once it's treif, it's treif. So that's what he writes. B'ha pligia yesheisim v'yesh matim li yemelech belay hadocha tchila. Hayesh matir shu arash svir alei atamashaini. The rush will hold like the Ran. Like salted meat that was put on unsalted meat, you could salt it afterwards. If right, the longest of this is not for now. Dam ben that goes in won't come out to the later malicha. Dabashas malicha in my dam. So this is one nafkamina. We're shortly the beginning next week to start with it. The yainiv means even if it's dried, it'll now become soft and that'll be by laya. You're going to start off dry blood. Just quickly, the Dagal Merivava, the side of the page, which is also brought here in the Beis Yosef, the Dagal Merivava writes, the Mekaymes HaKarin, the Bezman HaKar HaGadol, if you have a place where the meat is very cold, Yesimu HaMayim Bu'ur at Shatafik Tzinasan, Vach Gach Yidichu Bay HaBasa. The Dalmer of Ava has, it's really, Beis Yosef has a Chumrah, the first Pesach Tshuva brings it as well, that if the meat is very cold, that the salting doesn't work. If you have cold meat, so it's also Nikrash. So even if you soak it, it's not going to work. The soaking has to soften it. Because of this Dagal Ravava, one of the discussions in the Bati Malicha is what temperature the water in which the chicken or meat is soaking, what temperature it should be. Now, and when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to the Beis HaShechita there. I asked them, I was a little surprised. They told me it's 4 degrees. 4 degrees, which is about Fahrenheit, it turns out it's about 41 degrees. 41 degrees, it seems to me to be a little cold, 41 degrees. Now, it's a refrigerator, so I was a little surprised as 4 degrees. When I went here, I asked them the temperature. The fellow who was taking me around didn't know. So, hopefully he's not the one in charge. But he didn't know what it was, so I don't know. It seemed to be a little cold. But Al-Kopanim, that's a second in. Okay. Basar and chickens, as far as Malicha is concerned, are exactly the same. Except we're going to have questions about whether you have to cut open the chicken. Because the chicken has a halal. Meat has a halal, but then nobody takes a whole behemoth and salts it. They always cut it into sides. But basically, they're all the same. There are some practical differences, but there are no real halachic differences between the salting of meat. One last nafkamina. Yeah. So we're going to get to that. The Ramah says that it has to be soaked. It's true, it's not clear what the Mechaber holds. Mechaber doesn't say anywhere that you have to soak it, that you have to soak it for half an hour. It's going to be a Ramah on this sif later, but Izlasher is L'shroisai Chatzi Shah. So really the word for soaking is Shriya. Hadacha really means washing. And I keep on talking about soaking. Wouldn't I like the Ramah? I don't know what the Sfardim would do. The Sfardim, in America at least, don't have their own Batei Shechita. And they have Chumris, which they go down to our Batei Shechita, and they do it there with their Chumris. They're not more Mekel, they were Mekel. So I don't know if they hold differently. They do soak it.
At home,
you used to soak it for 30 minutes? Used to soak it, so you do soak it. So, you have to watch. Yeah. It's true, the Mechaber does not say, as far as I know, anywhere, anything about 30 minutes soaking. He talks, the Shachta all soak it. The one today, the ones I've been in, all soak it. All soak it for 30 minutes. Alright, so what do we learn as far as the Simmons? We have to come back to Sif Aleph next week. I always try to finish at least the Sif a week, but we were abbreviated today for a number of reasons. But again, just to chazer, we have two reasons, Shem Shloisha. Richuch HaBasar, Dam Be'en. The Shach calls it three reasons, as I said. And we have Nafkaminis between them. We're going to come to additional Nafkaminis. One thing also that they're very nervous about in the Shkita house is sometimes, especially the chicken, air gets trapped under the chicken and it floats. In the Mehadacha, it floats on top. So not everything is covered with water. The same thing is true, I think, with flanken. When the flanken, which is thin and long, tends to have a certain amount of buoyancy that it floats. Would floating be a problem? Let's say it floats. The very top layer is not soaked. What? Top pot doesn't really get the water. So really, it should depend on the two reasons. If it's also richuch, of softening it, it's going to get softened. It's mostly in the water, so the top layer is sticking up a little bit. It's still going to soften the piece of chicken or meat. If the reason is to wash off dam be'en, if you have something floating on top and there's dam that's dried on it, it may be more of a problem. We're going to get to that in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Maybe it's Hashem. Yes. If there's an air bubble underneath, there could be an air bubble. The way it turns, it moves a lot. And okay, so we'll come back to it in Mitzvah. Welcome back, everybody.